Bob and Diane Borlase's service to our nation and to our state came in the form of the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. Bob enlisted in the Navy in 1952 during the Korean War. He was chief radio man, using International Morse code as his ship patrolled the coast of Korea. In 1953, Bob and Diane had a one-week honeymoon before he was sent to the island of Kwajalein in the Marshall Islands for a year's worth of isolated duty. Following the Navy, Bob worked while attending a technical school in downtown Detroit. One night, he heard an advertisement on the radio which said if you were an ex-serviceman, the Coast Guard could use you. By this time, Bob and Diane were raising a family, which in 1959 had grown to three, eventually growing to five daughters. So, in 1959, Bob joined the U.S. Coast Guard with duties as a radio man on an ocean station near Honolulu. And then, during the Vietnam War, the U.S. Coast Guard played a vital role where Bob served as a chief radio man. The ship assignment limited coastal infiltration by the Viet Cong into South Vietnam. Bob and Diane will tell you about their service in the U.S. Coast Guard, their move to Oklahoma City, and Bob's work in the sheriff's office. They would like to be remembered as an average American couple who served their country and their community. So now, listen to this oral history interview with Bob and Diane Borlase on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.